relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. I'm just going to talk about it all day. Mike Flynn, first national radio interview on our show. The two segments are already up on YouTube. If you missed it, we'll play a little clip of it in the third hour. Super important that you hear him in the first interview he's given on national radio since the president pardoned him. But it was a pardon of innocence, because he had committed no crime. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. Let's talk about what's happened in the last few days. I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful to Trish Regan, who filled in for me one day last week, one of our favorite guest hosts here on America First. But we had a hearing in Pennsylvania. We have a hearing in Arizona today. I want to play you some of the video from those incredible election investigation hearings and then talk to you. I have in my hand more than 100 pages, Sidney Powell's filing on election fraud in Michigan. I'm going to share with you, because not everybody reads these things. It's shocking, especially in the mainstream media. But here, we do. Because it's that important. And I'll share with you the incredible things that Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn's attorney, has put in this filing, which is now before the courts in Michigan. But let's listen to the boss, the man at the top of the president's team. He is, of course, America's mayor, the former mayor of New York. This is Rudy Giuliani today in Arizona at the Arizona hearing on election fraud. Video cut 8. Rudy Giuliani, Eric. Play cuts.
The key fraud is the mail-in ballot. That was the backup in case they fell too far behind. That's why they cut off the vote at midnight, 1 o'clock, when President Trump was getting too far ahead, particularly in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, and also in Pennsylvania. So they cut off the vote. He was getting up to 800,000 in Pennsylvania, 300,000 in Michigan. He was even further ahead in Wisconsin. They cut off the vote. They turned things off. They chased everybody out. And then it's not your concern, except for the fact that you got to look at this somewhat in total. They started bringing in false ballots. We have three witnesses to 100,000 of those ballots being brought in at 4:30 in the morning in Detroit, with no Republicans around that they knew of. Luckily, we had two that stayed behind and a Dominion employee who was willing to be honest.
That was today in Arizona, Rudy Giuliani. And it's the pattern that we have no credible explanation for. In four key states where the president was winning on the night of the election, the local Democrat officials stopped the count as the president was winning. And in the middle of the night, in the days to follow, hundreds of thousands of ballots were just found, were generated. to reverse those results. Let's look at what has happened in Michigan. This was filed by Sidney Powell in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. This is her civil action. It is a list of various plaintiffs, people who are witnesses with sworn affidavits, people who worked at the polling stations, and it is filed against the defendant, Gretchen Whitmer, governor of the state of Michigan, and also the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, as well as the Michigan Board of State Canvassers. I'll just share with you the key things so that you are more informed than anybody else in America who has not read this and doesn't want you to know about it. Nature of the action. This civil action brings to light a massive election fraud, multiple violations of the Michigan Election Code, in addition to the Election and Electors Clauses and Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, violations that occurred during the 2020 general election throughout the state of Michigan, as set forth in the affidavits of dozens of eyewitnesses and the statistical anomalies and mathematical impossibilities detailed in the affidavits of expert witnesses. The scheme and artifice to defraud was for the purpose of illegally and fraudulently manipulating the vote count to manufacture an election of Joe Biden as President of the United States. The fraud was executed by many means, but the most fundamentally troubling, insidious, and egregious ploy was the systematic adaptation of old-fashioned ballot stuffing. It has now been amplified and rendered virtually invisible by computer software created and run by domestic and foreign actors for that very purpose. This complaint details an especially egregious range of conduct in Wayne County and the city of Detroit, though this conduct occurred throughout the state at the direction of Michigan State election officials. The filing on the second page discusses the now infamous Dominion voting systems and lists the fraud and manipulation posited by Sidney Powell and the complainants. Included is a Venezuelan whistleblower from Dominion Voting Systems, and also an individual who is familiar with the Smartmatic software that was designed to be used by these systems with the following end, and this is a quote. The Smartmatic software was contrived through a criminal conspiracy, originally to manipulate the Venezuelan elections in favor of the then dictator Hugo Chavez. And here is a statement from said whistleblower. Chavez was most insistent that Smartmatic design the election system in a way that the system could change the vote of each voter without being detected. He wanted the software itself to function in such a manner that if the voter were to place their thumbprint or fingerprint on a scanner, then the thumbprint would be tied to a record of the voter's name and identity as having voted. But that voter would not be tracked to the changed vote. He made it clear that the system would have to be set up to not leave any evidence of the changed vote for a specific voter, and that there would be no evidence to show and nothing to contradict that the name or the fingerprint or thumbprint was going with a changed vote. Smartmatic agreed to create such a system and produced the software and hardware that accompanied that result for President Chavez. Additionally, Expert witness, Russell James Ramsland, in a sworn affidavit, concluded that Dominion Voting Systems is alone responsible for the, quote, injection or fabrication of 289,866 illegal votes in Michigan that must be disregarded. This is almost twice the number of Mr. Biden's purported lead in the Michigan vote, and thus, by itself, is grounds to set aside the 2020 general election and grant the declaratory and injunctive relief requested herein. That is just a fraction of the first three pages of a filing that is more than 70 pages by itself, and with the sworn affidavits and the annexes, is almost 150 pages long. This is the depth of the fraud involved in only one state. The election was stolen and must not be certified. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, don't touch that dial.
Knee-deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts, America First with Dr. G.
What kind of a childhood did you have? How would it have changed if at the age of five, your mother was taken away from you and imprisoned on Rikers Island? That was the experience of Kevin, who nevertheless knew that his mother was there and cared for him because of the incredible offices of the Prison Fellowship and Angel Tree. Take a listen to Kevin.
It was cool to know that in some form of a way, she was still like looking out for me, even though she wasn't there. I had hope and could definitely still feel that love and that bond between us. I think it's so important to support Angel Tree. You have no idea the hope that you're instilling in them just by that simple gesture of them receiving a gift from the parent, even though the parent is not there.
We have already blown through half of our target for Angel Tree this year. God bless all of you. If you haven't donated yet, $22 gets a Christmas gift, a children's Bible, and a message of love and hope from that incarcerated parent to one of the more... It's more than 2.5 million children in America who have a parent in the prison system. Will you donate today? $220 helps 10 children have a slightly brighter Christmas. Just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner or call Prison Fellowship directly at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. God bless every single one of you. Wow. We are back with the co-founder of one of our favorite websites. It's thefederalist.com. Sean Davis, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I looked at your webpage just as I was preparing in the break, and maybe I missed it, but how come you don't have a banner story on Joe Biden might be getting a cat if he ever becomes president?
We really talked about it internally, and we thought that was such a blockbuster story. We probably needed to just put all the staff on it and spend a week researching it to get every detail right, because that's not the kind of thing you want to jump on and end up making the mistake.
So the other legacy media stories, they just went out there with that story without the due diligence that the Federalist is known for, Sean. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Look, when you're going to report that somebody's getting a pet, you really got to cross your T's and dot all your I's there. You don't want to run out there half-cocked talking about someone's new kitty cat.
Okay, guys, for those of you who've missed it, Joe Biden sprained his ankle because he was playing with his German Shepherd dog. And the big story in the legacy, the big story, I mean, is he might get a cat as well. I'm not joking, but I wanted to ask Sean Davis. Follow him right now, Sean M. Dav. Let's get a little bit more serious. You and I have been conversing today about conspiracy theories, which I enjoy as entertainment. But when it comes to the last 3.5 weeks in America and the election, talk to us about the various outre narratives of CIA facilities in Germany being raided by the US Green Berets, scorecard and hammer. Should we be focusing on these along with the Joe Biden might get a kitty cat, or is there more... Are there better stories of fraud to focus on, Sean Davis?
There are. And I'll compare this to another kind of conspiracy that took hold parallel to something that was really important. And it was the whole QAnon thing.
Yes.
Kind of running parallel to the Russia gate stuff. Now, the whole Russia collusion hoax, that was real. Okay, people did cook up completely a hoax that didn't exist about Trump being a Russian agent. And his campaign was illegally spied on, and there was evidence that was fabricated to get a legal warrant to go after Obama's political enemies. Those are all things that happened that were real, that we can prove, that are indisputable. But alongside that, you had people coming up with these elaborate conspiracy theories, the Q stuff, which kind of dabbled in some facts, but was mostly insane and actually made it a lot more difficult to get the truth out.
But sure.
And the facts out on what was actually happening. And this voter stuff is no different.
But hang on. Do you mean that Robert Mueller isn't secretly working for Donald Trump and there aren't thousands of sealed indictments against international pedophilia rings like QAnon tells us? Do you mean that's not true?
Yeah, I don't think that's true. And, you know, we look at the voter stuff, and I think it is, again, indisputable and incontrovertible that the further you get from voting in person, the greater the likelihood of fraud. So when you're voting in person, you have to show an ID. Fraud possibility is pretty low. When you get a vote from afar by mail with no signature matching, no ID and all that, fraud probability is pretty high. And I personally don't even need to get into the whole hammer and scorecard and vote software switching and raids in Germany and Venezuela vote hacking. All I need to do is look at what we know about mail-in voting and say, hey, you know what? Something was wrong here. Something didn't go right. Let's investigate the things where we know there are problems and fix them rather than doing this whole pie-in-the-sky thing where we invent stuff out of thin air about why this or that happened. There's too much concrete problems for us to get caught up in fantasy land.
When GOP poll workers are being locked out, when they're putting up boards on the windows, when they're saying you don't have to verify signatures, I think we have enough to work on, don't you, Sean?
Agreed, and especially when we have a big election in Georgia coming up. Okay,
yes.
This is a state, home of Atlanta and Fulton County, where there were huge problems and huge irregularities with mail-in voting that haven't been addressed. I would like us to fix that and address those so we don't have another election a month from now, that gets totally screwed up rather than, you know, putting these strings and tacks on a cork board and saying, oh, this connection and that connection and this connection and the Venezuelans. It's so ridiculously counterproductive. Let's focus on the problems that we know are there and address them in ways that we know we can address them before we get bit in the behind again by a completely ridiculous, unmanageable mail-in election.
We've only got a few seconds left. We're talking to Sean Davis, Sean M. Dav, co-founder of The Federalist, one of our favorite websites. But I have to ask you, I'm curious, because you follow these things so closely, why do these crazy conspiracy theories have such longevity? I'm sure there's a grifter element. People are making money out of it. But also, isn't there, I'm convinced there's an element whereby they want Patriots to do nothing. When they tell us, you know, Robert Mueller's really one of us, and there's thousands of sealed indictments, and the president's got this secret watermark plan. It's meant to demobilize Patriots. Is it not, Sean?
I mean, I guess it could be. It's hard for me to know how these things are formed and how they get out there. But I do know that a major reason these spread so much and have so much traction is because there's so little trust in the so-called mainstream media. Yeah. There's so much censorship. As soon as people are told they can't say something, they're like, well, that something must be true. And that's how you get conspiracy theories flowering and blooming everywhere like they are now.
Wonderful, wonderful point. That's why the Federalist is almost at the very top of our favorite list of the 14 most reliable conservative media websites. Let's post that link. It's a super, super popular article. If you go to Twitter, if you go to Parler, if you go to Facebook, we're going to post that link right now. We love the Federalist, so should you. You can follow them on Twitter at FDRLST and also Sean M. Dav. Thank you, Sean. Your calls next here on America First. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
You listen to your guests, you let them speak, you don't interrupt them, you talk just about the right amount. I get informed at the same time I'm entertained, and I really appreciate your show very much.
America First. Magnificent.
I like that. Excellent. Thank you. Car Firearms is proud to sponsor this segment of America First. Car Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance. Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Wow. Good stuff. Let's go to your calls. Who's been waiting the longest? Who's been most patient? Oh, my gosh, Matt in North Carolina. I'm supposed to talk to him last hour. I'm sorry, Matt. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Nice to talk to you again. I'm trained in radio. Can I make a couple quick points?
You can make a couple of quick points, but talk a little bit closer to the phone. It's hard to hear you, Matt.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, first of all, amazing thing about balance of nature, that stuff has got my back feeling better that I destroyed in 1987, sir.
You did what in 1987?
Destroyed my back.
And you took
construction work.
And you took balance of nature, and how's your back today?
It's painless. I'm not. Would I lie to Dr. G?
I hope not. I'm glad to hear it. What's your second point, Matt?
Second point, and one more after that, quickly. I'm trained in this. I called them to congratulate them and told them that you recommended it, and they wanted me to thank you on the radio.
That's very kind of you that you actually kept your promise. Lastly, Matt.
Can I make one more point? I have this scripted for Lockwood Phillips on Viewpoints, which I already put on the radio. Why doesn't any talk show host want to talk about the FBI holding Hunter Biden's laptop for a whole year and doing nothing? Don't the taxpayers pay the FBI's salary? They are lying by omission.
Yeah.
And if anyone lies to the FBI, it's a federal felony. Thank you, sir.
Thank you kindly, Matt. It's an incredibly important question. What we don't have visibility on, and it's plausible given what I've heard, the FBI local office maintained control of those laptops because there's three of them, and they never informed the center, the Hoover Building in D.C. It doesn't, it's not exculpatory, but at least it kind of limits the sphere of culpability. But it's a very good question. Whether it was locally in the state of Connecticut or whether it was federally, there was obstruction of justice. That's clear. Thank you, Matt, for those very kind comments. Let's go to Michelle in Ohio, also has been waiting very patiently. Thank you for your patience, Michelle.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call. I'll try to be pretty quick, but there's something about which I'm very confused, so I'm hoping you, with your extreme brilliance, can help me figure this out. Okay, I watched that thing on C-SPAN, that Pennsylvania court thing,
yes,
right, with the Republicans. Okay. If your people go to 1 hour and 9 minutes afterwards, there's a nice gentleman speaking. He's one of those forensic military guys. And he points out, with these spikes, the spikes to which everyone is referring.
The data spikes.
Yeah. But the thing is, okay, this guy spells it out, supposedly. If these machines are at the recommended settings, I believe his words were, it is not feasible, nor is it possible for the machine to scan that many images in that short period of time. So how is that not a smoking gun? Because the weasel Democrats say, oh, he was getting these spikes from the mail-in voting. Okay, well, if the machine can't process them that quickly, how is that legit?
So let me translate, because we've got a pretty bad line here. Let me see if I'm getting it correctly. So we have this issue, this indicia of the spikes, the jump in numbers of votes for Biden. And then we have this hour and minute nine of the testimony of the hearing from Pennsylvania. The rapidity, the increase of votes simply cannot be matched by the speed with which it takes to actually scan the ballots. Is that what you're saying, Michelle?
Exactly. That is what the man testified. He said if it's at the factory settings, that many images could even go through, right, physically. And then now, he did provide a caveat, is that, you know, if that's at manufacturer settings. But still, who knows? I don't even know how fast they can go, but I seriously doubt it could really do that many. And the other important thing about this, if you listen to it for those like next 10 minutes, the total of the spike for Biden, I believe it was like a total of 570,000.
Mm-hmm.
The total for Donald Trump, because of course the weasel Democrats have to make it look like, oh, it was kind of,
right,
they have to give a little bit to Trump. It was only 3,200.
Yeah, that stinks. I mean, you know that something's wrong there. I am going to go back and I'm going to watch the Pennsylvania hearing, hour 1, minute 9. I watched it while I was celebrating Thanksgiving, and my gosh, it was quite the scene in Arizona today. Thank you so much, Michelle. We'll get back to your calls momentarily, and our special guest here on America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, just listen to Keith from Washington. I'm 51 years old and I've always been extremely active. I played college football, crew, rugby, and lacrosse. Currently, I run a martial arts studio, and I kept hearing your advertisements after my body felt like it was just wearing out. I had nothing to lose, so I gave it a try. Wow. I have little to no pain in my knees and highly reduced pain in my neck. There is no way I could have done this without Relief Factor. My students and I thank you. You don't have to be a martial artist and run a dojo. If you're in daily pain and you found relief nowhere else, you've got to try Relief Factor. Go today to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call them on 800-583-84. That's ReliefFactor.com, 800-583-84. Don't you deserve to be the next success story like Keith? I think you do. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
How did you sleep last night?
Did you sleep well? Did you wake up with a crick in your neck? If you did, can I suggest something? There's an amazing product. It's called the My Pillow by Mike Lindell. He sold 51 million of them, and because you're a friend of the show, he's going to give you more than 60% off, usually $69.98, just $29.98 today. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. 10-year guarantee. I use them. My whole team uses them. Even the president does. They're that good. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's mypillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, 800-829-8468. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with, oh my gosh, how many guests have we had today? General Flynn, Sean Davis, and now Paul Kengor. He is a professor at We Love Grove City College, executive director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, author of, amongst other things, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism. My favorite, Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century, and his latest, oh, I highly recommend it, The Devil and Karl Marx. Professor Kengor, did you eat turkey for Thanksgiving?
Well, I did, Seb, and I'm probably your only guest today, and an honor to be among those names, but I don't think any of the others raised their own turkey like I did, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. We haven't. We get Charlie Hurt on now and again, and I know he's a farmer. I don't think General Flynn or Sean or Chris Buskirk did. I am very impressed. Professor and farmer. Paul, let's talk about your latest piece. It's Pennsylvania Bombshell is the title. And I'll just read one sentence. Well, first, you open it with this lovely phrase. There are landslides, and then there are landslides. And you go on to write the following. What surfaced during the hearings in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on November 25th, 2020, may set the standard for electoral outrageousness. Please expand.
Yeah, and this was Thanksgiving Eve, Seb, and it was these were hearings that were held at the Wyndham Hotel in Gettysburg. They started about 12:30 in the afternoon. They ran for about 4 hours. They were convened by Senate Republicans in Pennsylvania. So that would be, you know, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Senate, the Senate Majority Policy Committee, Doug Mastriano at his request. And they had testifying there was a retired colonel named Phil Waldron, who's a former combat officer. He has a background in Army information, electronic warfare. Rudy Giuliani was there, of course, the Trump legal team. And I saw this on Wednesday night. I saw it reported by Greg Kelly of Newsmax. That was the only source that I saw report this. And Waldron dropped an absolute bombshell. He said that there is a batch of votes, what you call a spike anomaly in the voting, that they're recorded 570,000 votes for Joe Biden versus only 3,200 for Donald Trump. 570,000 for Biden versus 3,200 for Trump. That'd be 99.4% for Biden and 0.6% for Donald Trump. And this, according to Waldron, happened in about 90 minutes in the state of Pennsylvania. And I saw this, my jaw hit the floor. I checked other sites. I Googled the next day. I looked for other sources to see if anybody reported this. The only places I could find it, I found it at Breitbart. I found it at Real Clear Politics. That was it. Nowhere else. In fact, this piece for American Spectator, I had to type up my own transcript. I had to go find the hearings on YouTube and listen to the exchange and type it up because no one even reported on it. So I'm sitting there wondering, you know, 570,000 to 3,200. How? Why? Who? Who did? What does this mean? And am I the only one interested in this? Is no one else even looking at it?
Well, you're not. The caller we spoke to in the last segment raised exactly this issue. We're talking to Paul Kangor. Follow him right now, Dr. Paul Kangor on Twitter. The article is Pennsylvania bombshell. Biden, 99.4% versus Trump, 0.6%. Let me ask the big picture question, Paul. You're an expert on communism. You've written numerous superlative books on the subject. Are we now just a banana republic in America?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're there, but this is not good. I mean, when you can't have faith in elections, and I got to say, in Pennsylvania, I don't know how something like this could have happened. I mean, was this done electronically? Is this one of these so-called, quote-unquote, algorithm situations, right, that Sidney Powell has been talking about? Who literally has their finger on the button? And maybe even worse, in getting to your banana republic question, is in the state of Pennsylvania, the mail-in ballot situation, Seb, is completely chaotic. And I've gotten probably a dozen emails since I wrote this piece over the weekend from professors, mathematicians, other professors in Pennsylvania, a guy retired from the Federal Reserve who's a PhD economist, all these people writing to me trying to figure out how many mail-in ballots were sent out in the state of Pennsylvania. We're having trouble even nailing that down. And I can tell you on the Tuesday night, November 3rd, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, everybody thought it was maybe 1 million to 2 million mail-in ballots might have been sent out. Probably maximum 2 million. Well, the very latest at the Pennsylvania Office of Secretary of State says that 3.1 million mail-in ballots were sent out. And something like 2.5 or 2.6 million were returned, which, by the way, is an astronomical return rate. I mean, that's like almost a 90% return rate.
We've got 30 seconds left, Professor Kangor. Yeah. What does this all lead you to hypothesize?
Well, what's so bad about this is that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court made this possible by going outside of its jurisdiction.
Yes.
The Pennsylvania legislature makes election laws. So, and the Trump administration is trying to challenge through that same Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which keeps smacking them down when they challenge it. And I don't know if that's banana republic-like, but it's pretty disturbing.
The Constitution is clear. It is the state houses that change the way elections are run, but that's not what happened in Pennsylvania. Follow him right now, Dr. Paul Kangor on Twitter, and check out his superb books wherever you get your books from. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Thank you, Professor. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is drug-free and actually works. Listen to Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Thanks, Relief Factor. Find out if you could be the next Kent. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. You can call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Welcome back, dear friends. We have waited long enough, and you've been so patient. Let's go to Sandy, Texas, line two.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
And God bless you and General Michael Flynn and Trump's team, the Trump train. And, oh, by the way, a pecan pie. It's not pecan because that's an outhouse. It's pecan.
I can't. I've heard that. I can't do pecan. It just sounds wrong. I'm sorry. Pecan. Pecan.
Not a pecan is an outhouse.
I get it. That's a little bit lewd for radio.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen. The reason I called is because if a sitting president takes the oath of office, and the first responders in the military, they also take an oath of office when they go, and they swear and uphold the Constitution and keep us safe from foreign and domestic. This is,
yes,
you know, paraphrased. Would Trump be considered a wartime president and could not be taken out of office, even though this is a different kind of, not bang bang, but cyber warfare?
Are you saying that we are at war, in a civil war?
No, a cyber war.
No. You have to have an enemy to be at war.
And China and Russia and Germany where was the other one?
Spain? dear, Sandy, you haven't been listening closely to the show.
Oh, I have. I have been listening, and I'm just wondering.
Do you really think Germany has attacked us?
They found that in Frankfurt.
No, they didn't. There's no proof of that. Zero proof.
Michael Flynn had that proof.
No. General McKinney has been talking about that without any corroboration. Zero. And it's very sad. It's very sad. So, no, we are not at war with Venezuela. We are not at war with Germany or Spain. So I understand where you're trying to go with this, but no, it would be problematic to say the president gets to stay where he is because other nations have declared war on us. We'd have to have the proof of that, and there would have to be also a formal declaration of war from the Senate to make it all copacetic. But, Sandy, the president is still fighting, and he is not going to give up. Thank you for your calls. Bill, Jordan, Michael, don't go anywhere. Where did that hour go? Two down, one to go. We will be joined by none other than the founder, the editor-in-chief of that superb website, AmericanGreatness.com, in the next hour. More of your calls, amazing video and audio to share with you, and maybe a monologue or two. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay by the radio and do not touch the dial.